We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. A secret report into an extreme shortage of female football umpires has exposed a toxic male-dominated culture where women are being sexually harassed and abused. The Herald Sun can reveal female umpires at state league level and below across Australia say they've been touched and grabbed during matches, have overheard lewd discussions at training about their bodies and received explicit photos. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app at your app store. Six eating disorder centres spruiked at the 2019 election are yet to become operational, leaving Australia's only specialist clinic facing unprecedented demand in the midst of the COVID pandemic. The Butterfly Foundation says its Queensland facility receives around 10 calls a day from Australians seeking help and is now warning the national network is desperately needed. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Flinders University has apologised for publishing a list of derogatory and offensive terms about minority groups, which included listing husband and wife as inappropriate words. The university's harassment and discrimination guidelines were removed only hours after a transgender student raised concerns about outdated and discriminatory language within the published list. And new research has revealed Victoria's pandemic restrictions have created a lockdown generation of COVID kids who can't catch or throw. A report by Victoria University found more than half of all 5 to 9-year-olds, or 82,000 children, quit playing community sport. Those are your headlines from the Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
I'm Andrew Rule, the host of the podcast A Life in Crimes. Here are some of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. The brutal truth is that when you start looking at it, they always kill or injure a lot more than each other.
The professional hitman used to be a professional hitman.
Evil strikes in all forms, but particularly as stupidity. Life in Crimes is available wherever you get your podcasts.